right now. You know how they call them all that wicked and that twisted. They talking about some witches, I was only mixing. It was a craft, I'm an artsman, what can I say?
Now we have them both here. This is when it's going to start now to pick up for us. Now this is when we're going to start seeing the true essence of this whole thing. Now, being brought back, Black and Mild, after being called all these things wicked, and it felt like he turned his back on you, and Chris Lips was done, and sometimes it would be resurrected up in a sense, and then put back down into the ground. How did it make you feel, and what was going on in the spiritual state of his life?
I told him, you know what I mean, from the beginning, I told him. I said, you know, I'm here now for you, your embetterment, you know what I mean? I don't want anybody to ever make you feel like you ain't nothing, you know what I mean? Like you ain't never running or on top of something, you know what I mean? So from day one, I had his back, you know what I mean? Whatever he had to go through, I understood that, you know what I mean? He had been standing here longer than me. He had been conquering things longer than me. I was just an aide or an assistant, a general that was sent, you know what I mean? For him to get back up, you know, in times of being grieved and falling down or whatever the case was, you know, it was my job to keep him sharp and to keep him always on his toes. Now, when we were brought up, it was nothing but glory, and that's all we had to see. But at the same time, we were still subject to see some things that he might have put on the back burner. He might have overlooked or overshadowed or just denied it, you know, wasn't ready to cope with. And we understood that. And all I wanted him to do was just understand that I'm ready at any time to put me in. And I also learned at the same time that, you know, life ain't always going to be like this. It ain't always going to be a fire, fire, bang, bang on somebody all the time. It's time to relax. Our work has been done and completed. But to be called wicked, evil, with the evolution and the journey that he was on, it was honestly a blessing to be a part of that, because that was something less that he had to go through. That was something less that he really didn't even have to feel, you know what I mean? It was blessing on him and blessing on me, even though that others would look at it as a curse. I took on the title as the demon. I took on the title as hell. I took on the title as Lucifer, Satan, the devil, all that, you know what I mean? We never feared, but in the end, it was, we were all brought together for the same purpose, for one.
Now, they're all brought together for one, all in the partying and the rejoicing mode. But that wasn't the end of the struggle. There was still in you, Tay, who is my true identity? Is it Tay Black, I Tay B with the Lord, or was it Tay Blacks? It was still a struggle. And how did you decipher through these times of who or how to be? But before you answer that, I want everyone to understand why I asked this. Because in this song, Tay Black, we didn't know what was going to become of him. And we could hear another war going on.
Shouldn't say that, no, cause I can play that. Now they calling back for that Tay Black. But you better not say that, cause I don't play that, no. I only spray back. You shouldn't say that, cause I don't play that. I only spray back, yeah. Tay Black, Tay Black, whoa. That's Tay Black, yo. You shouldn't play that, you shouldn't say that, cause you only know about that payback. Only thing I do is just spray back. They think that I be on attack, but I only swing.
At that time in my life, I really didn't know what I wanted to do still. You know, we were still wrestling with it. It was like, it was all right. But really calling on myself as Tay Black, it was really more directed towards me as an individual and as one. Do I really want to go down this road? Because what I thought I knew about who I was as Tay Black was the one who wanted to murder and bomb back and only wanted to pay back on my enemies for the hate. And I could only see a good versus evil when I couldn't see that they had made it to the light and to the party. So it was all good. So that song, Payback, was just really payback to myself for even thinking I was against myself, and wrestling between that just to see that it was nothing
was my own payback. You know what I mean? So I look at it as I got blessed in the sense that I got my back pay of my payback. You know what I'm saying? And it's been rocking and coasting ever since. There's been a couple more magnet attracting my opposite. You know, that's just something that we did. You know, we couldn't have had success the way we had it unless we just completely embraced it. And what it was just a fear of me just trying to embrace the past and mix it with the new, you know, just making classics. We were afraid of mixing that element because of the pain that was associated with it. But we didn't see that we had cut that tag off. It was just a tag. And not only was it a tag, but it was the wrong brand on my tag. You understand what I'm saying? So it didn't even match what we had. You know what I'm saying?